from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original song and thoughts on managing anger in school. But first, youth from our radio club at B.F. Jones Memorial Library in Alquippa, Pennsylvania, talk about what it means to be a good friend.
Hi, my name is Dominic. I'm 7 years old, and being a friend is nice. Look out for them and care for them. Someone who is a good friend to me is Haley.
Hi, my name is Haley. I'm 10 years old. And being a good friend is being caring, respectful, always being there for the person you're friends with, and you want them to have your back.
Hi, I'm Nicholas. I'm 15. And to me, a good friend is someone who you know you can trust. Someone who you could spend hundreds of hours with and never get tired of them. Someone who cares about you and values you and would never hurt you. A good friend is a person who, every time you're around them, you just feel happy and don't have to worry about embarrassing yourself or if they'll still like you. And you know they'll always be there for you.
I'm Owen. I'm 15. And when I was 9 years old, I moved from Florida to Pennsylvania. And I went to a new school and I didn't know anybody there. And I was trying to become, you know, likable and popular. And when I was that age, a game called Skylanders was really popular. And whoever had the most Skylanders or knew the most about it was top dog. And this punk kid thought that he knew more about Skylanders than I did. And I didn't have any of that. His name was Eli. So I saw him one day in the hallway after I heard rumors that he was going to usurp me. And I said, hey. And he turned around and said, what? I said, I had more Skylanders than you. And he said, oh yeah, I have 13. And I only had 12, but I couldn't let him know that. So I ran towards him and kicked him right in the shins, and he kicked me back, and we kept smacking each other and kicking each other in the shins until, you know, before I knew it, we were sitting in the principal's office getting yelled at for horsing around. It was probably fear, mostly. You know, when you're scared, you got to stick together, and our principal was pretty scary. So we didn't rat each other out. We both just had this mutual unspoken agreement not to be awful to each other from then on out because we didn't want to get, you know, thrown out or anything. And we just started hanging out from then on, and it happened kind of organically. A few weeks ago, I got new boots, and my friend Eli saw them, who I've known for now 8 years, and said, you know, you remember that time when you kicked me in the shins about Skylanders? And I said, yeah. And he said, don't do that again with those boots. I think a good friend is one who, despite all the stupid things that you do and say to each other, still going to be your friend because they know you. You're not defined by what you've done to them, but who you are.
Now, West Allegheny 8th grader Gabriella Salvucci shares an original song entitled Lightning in the Rain.
I'm tired of you fighting my battles. I can be the lightning in the rain. The monsters in my head are aching, hitting me from inside my brain. But you just throw it away down the drain. So why we gotta lie to stay in line? We're doing this all of the time. We know that nightmares on child's play. The news gets them every day. But we still hold back. We don't know that we could make change. The mint makes it every day. I'm tired of you fighting my battles. I can be the titan in the game. The monster monsters in my head are shaking, hitting me from inside my brain. But why we gotta lie to stay in line? We're doing this all of the time. We know that nightmares aren't child's play. The news gets them every day. But we still hold back. We don't know that we could make a change. The mint makes it every day. You take the left, I'll take the right. I know we'll make it out of this fight. You take the right, I'll take the left. We're gonna make it out of this mess. But why we gotta lie to stay in line? We're doing this all of the time. We know that nightmares aren't child's play. The news gets them every day. But we still hold back. We don't know that we couldn't make a change. The mint makes it every day. Every day.
On our last segment, Woodland Hills middle school students share ways that they have coped with anger.
Hi, my name is Angel, and I got in a fight because a kid punched me in my face and I had to defend myself. And then after that, I just started roaming the hallways, and I started getting mad real easily. I would leave the lunchroom if somebody said one little thing about me, and I'd say a whole bunch of stuff to anybody that wanted to mess with me. And one day, this lady caught me. She said she was the anger management teacher, and then she said, "You need to be in my class because I see you walk around the hallway all the time without a teacher, and I'm worried about you." I got my mom to sign the paper, and I started going there. At first, it didn't really help because all we did was play board games. And then I asked her, "What am I supposed to be doing here?" But it actually started helping. After that, I just stopped getting in fights, and I stopped messing with children.
My name is Dean. Third grade when I started fighting. Some girl got smart, and she, walked over to me and, started confronting me and stuff.
I was really, out of control.
When I'm angry, I do not stop. The next day, I had to do counseling, so anger management, because I had anger issues. And the lady, she was really nice, though. She told me to, calm down and stuff. She gave me, stress balls when I'm mad. She gave me tips. She said, if you ever get mad, just sit in your room and, just calm down and, read a book or write about your feelings.
My name's Alaysia, and my first fight was in fourth grade. This girl, I'm not going to say her name because we're friends now. People used to break crayons and throw them at her, so I used to stick up for her. And then she just turned her back on me, and she would just talk about me behind my back, and I got tired of it. So we ended up fighting. I always had this feeling where I was mad at myself. My teachers would always tell me, this stuff is going on your record, and this can prevent you from going to a good college. And I just started listening to that in sixth grade, and I'm still acting the way I am, and I don't know how to change. So it's, weird, and it's making me mad because this can prevent me from going to my dream college, which is NYU. I got a lot of write-ups from the intermediate, especially for fighting. Well, I'm not the type of person to fight, but if I have to defend myself, I will. I fought a boy because he was pulling my hair. I get bullied for my forehead or my teeth because I have a gap or whatever. Teachers don't understand and they just blame everything on you and the pressure builds up. Yeah, my solution to fighting, I feel like you should just respect that other people have their thoughts and opinions on things and that you just shouldn't fight someone just because they said something or somebody else fought a family member. You should just calm your family member down and try to get them to realize that fighting isn't going to be the right thing to do every time someone says something ignorant.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.